Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. The Alabama Department of Corrections says a female prison inmate is missing from the Montgomery Women's Facility. Prison officials say Brandy Michelle Pardon was reported missing Saturday afternoon. DOC said Pardon was given an eight-hour pass and was returning from Covington County when she fled from her mother's vehicle. Pardon is serving a 10-year sentence for forgery, theft, and fraud. Federal marshals are assisting in locating and apprehending Pardon. A third murder suspect who was wanted in a February homicide is being held in the Montgomery County Jail today. Montgomery police said 28-year-old Eric Johnson of Letohatchee was returned to Montgomery from Atlanta, where he was arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of 46-year-old Gary Blackwell. Police said Blackwell was shot to death on February 4th at a residence on North Hart Drive. Two other suspects in the case, Justin McCall and Ellis Diggs, both of Montgomery, were also charged with murder. Are massive cuts in the works for state agencies? Legislators face hard choices when they return to the Alabama State House Tuesday following a week off for spring break. Spending for this year's general fund budget was cut 10.8%, and there could even be less money for next year's general fund budget. Department of Human Resources Commissioner Nancy Buckner says it may be time for lawmakers to look at new sources of revenue.
That's one thing that could be done, change the way we do budgets. Another thing that could be done is figure out a way to raise more revenue for the state. Figure out a way to shift some revenue around some way. My department does not have fees. Only fee we have is on a child support application, and we work with the federal government on that. If you're a TANF recipient, you don't pay a fee because we're trying to get child support to get you off TANF.
Buckner said DHR, like other state agencies, are leaving jobs unfilled, laying off employees, and eliminating or reducing services. In other news, the Crump Senior Center remains closed for repairs after a powerful storm Friday afternoon tore off parts of its roof. Nearly 40 people were inside the center on Congressman W.L. Dickinson Drive when the storm hit. No one was hurt. City maintenance officials said the Crump Center probably won't reopen until Tuesday at the earliest. Volunteers had to postpone a fundraising rummage sale at the center scheduled for Saturday. Al-Islam Imam Benjamin Bilal is promoting the Family Matters program in Alabama this week. Bilal says the course encourages human excellence and a better understanding of the Muslim faith.
We've done it twice successfully in New York. We want to bring it here to Alabama to, again, bring the focus back to where we believe God established the first focus for humanity, and that is within the family circle. So human excellence is our motto. We have to strive towards human excellence. That means we have to be better people ourselves. We have to be better thinkers. We have to be better emotional people. We have to feel better about ourselves and our situation. And we have to be better at applying the good so that other people can benefit.
Bilal will be in Alabama until Thursday. Officials in the Huntsville area say the cost of cleaning up after damaging tornadoes last month is putting a strain on the county budget, with officials still awaiting $1 million in federal and state aid related to storm damage from a year ago. The federal government has already paid the county more than $750,000 related to the 2011 tornadoes. Alabama State University is offering local business people the opportunity to explore markets in Asia and learn the potential for your products in China, Vietnam, Singapore, and Thailand. Tuesday's export seminar at the Dunn Oliver Acadome is open to the public and is free of charge. It starts at 7:45 a.m. and will run through noon. But you must register by calling Ms. Nelda Seegers at the U.S. Department of Commerce at 205-731-1331. Or email nelda.seegers@trade.gov. Expect partly cloudy skies this afternoon with your highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight with your lows in the lower 60s coupled with light winds. Tuesday, expect a 30% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and your highs in the upper 80s. Tuesday night, rain chances decrease to about 20% with your lows in the lower 60s and light winds. On your Wednesday morning, look for a 40% chance of rain, then a slight chance of rain in the afternoon with your highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of thunderstorms and your lows in the mid-60s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at Facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.